AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Hey, it's DJ Scream, Big Bank. You know what I'm saying? We still quarantined and doing all that type of shit right there, but it's a new episode of Big Facts. Special guest, Trap OG, Young Scooter. What's up, Scooter? What's going on with
Scream?
What's Scooter been on?
Man, same old shit, man. Working.
Shit is working.
Damn, we had to track your ass down. We got to get you on Big Fat. We coming to your spots, all kind of shit.
I told Bank Screen, I said, he called me, he said, well, we got to get you down. I said, man, I've been running for you.
Screen, what you got up, man? I heard you got a new tape coming with
Zay.
With Zay.
Yeah, we in here now. I'm in here with Zay right now.
Where's Zay at?
Damn,
what's up, man?
What's up, my
guy? Man, let me tell them some tracks,
man. Come on, Bank. You know you my
guys. They talking about some big cosigns, some big facts, some big cosigns.
Come on, yeah, what's up?
Hey, what you take? What's the album? What you coming? Straight trap shit.
Man, it went crazy. I mean, we got who all on them?
Man, we got everybody on them.
We got everybody on them.
It's a real album, right, though. It sounds like a real album, though. It don't sound like a mixtape.
Mm. I know Scooter be getting paid. Scooter be got the national folks out 3-4-5
homes.
Long as I ain't signed no deal, nobody on the 40th floor, man. My phone's on ground, man, with the bag.
Real question, Scooter. Like when people be saying trap music and street music dying, bro, how you feel when people be saying shit like that, bro?
I mean, I really don't be feeling no way because I know, like, music be, like, taking, like, it go all kind of ways. Like, this money might be this going on, that going on. But, like, the streets ain't going to never die because even big rappers going back to street artists getting music or getting verses. Or they use, like, street artists to just, like, rejuvenate their old shit.
Yeah.
Because once you get one new single, you can perform the old shit.
Yeah, that's for real.
Hey, Street.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're from the street, for real, Street. So, you know what I'm saying? I just commend you, my nigga, for never doing no clout chasing ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Get on. You stayed you, bro. And that's real, my nigga.
Can't do that, man.
Do you think you got more albums and mixtapes or deals? Because you get in and out of deals, boy. Every 6 months, it's a new deal.
Yeah, because you got to do one-offs. Why is you signing for somebody for 5 albums? And you don't even know the first one finna be successful. So you done got in the deal for 5 albums. You lost on the first one. Now you mad at the other person because they definitely ain't finna put no money in. Now somebody got to buy you out of the contract. It's just all crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't even worried about signing those deals.
What the fuck Jay doing in the camera, man?
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm just talking shit, Jay. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah, for real, though. I just bought some money screen with that, man. Baby. Them deals dangerous, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you say to a young nigga that say a young nigga ain't having nothing, and he wanna sign a deal because he need the money. You came in with money. You feel me? So you got options. But what would you say to a young nigga that ain't got that option? Down bad.
I ain't gonna even count. Man, shout out to your first deal gonna be fucked up. I don't care. Me scream a bank can't save you. You a new nigga coming.
First deal gonna be fucked up.
You might as well just get in and that's the only way.
They say niggas giving away millions of dollars these days though. Niggas giving away millions though.
A million what?
They say niggas signing niggas for millions and shit.
Man, you gotta be on fish grease to get a million.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
right?
Yeah. You're like, the best hard.
Straight out of the street, get an M. That's straight out of the street from zero to an M. That's a lot of money.
Future ain't even get an M.
Hey, street. What are you talking about? The first go around?
Yeah, the first go around. Oh, he getting major M now. Them motherfuckers coming by the 30s and 40s. But I think you
got it.
I think you
got a word for that shit.
Be real though, man. I think you got to put yourself in that first fucked up situation, because if you don't, it's hard to get a person to like your music. That's what I be trying to tell niggas who coming up. Like, to get somebody to listen to your music, man, that shit hard as hell.
Yeah, that's real.
That's why niggas try to clout move. Hey, Spree, I'ma just ask you what everybody wanna know. Why the fuck do you start and stop? Man, why the fuck you just don't stay? You don't even be doing show, man. I just called you last week, told you a nigga had a 20 for you, and he ain't even y'all call back, man. How much you want, man?
Sometimes I don't even have the energy to make the music, to be I mean, to do nothing. I be doing so much other stuff. I don't even be having the energy, and I can use the money. It just, I be like, go what? I be like, nah, I ain't gonna even do it. But yeah, we only know.
Nah, man, you one of my favorite artists, bro. You know
what you told me, bro? Do it for a year straight and just don't do nothing but that. That's what I'm gonna do.
After Corona.
A lot of these rappers don't know how to get no money, no other kind of way streets. And try to rap.
Yeah, but see, right now, like the coronavirus going on, the rappers really shut down. The contract already bad. The label getting the iTunes money. So they ain't really make it doing no shows. If you ain't got endorsements or nothing like that, and you already lied about being a street nigga, so you can't goddamn do nothing to get no money.
Yeah.
Get no damn money the other way. It should be
nah, but what I'm saying is like just say this. Where we come from, we know how to get it 100 ways.
Yeah, for sure.
You think that shit a take away from a nigga with talent, like a nigga got real talent, but due to the fact he know he can go out here and make a couple plays and get him some money to feed his family, you think a nigga put less in the rap shit and more in the streets?
Yeah, I think that's my problem. To be real,
that's what I was trying to get you to say, nigga.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to get you to say. Fuck each other.
You're right, though. That's my problem. Though. I'm getting better with it, though.
Would you ever retire, or do you have some love for the rap shit?
Yeah, none of them tracks.
I love it, though. Like, I mean, I love it. I got more energy in my son right now than the music. To be real, like and like the stuff they doing. You got to think, bro, I used to be in the street so much. My son.
Facts. That nigga finna go to the league.
My kids will be 3 miles away, and I still don't see them for 5 seconds. Like
that. Nah, real shit. Nah, it's a sacrifice that come with that shit, though.
Yeah, for real, man. But nah, man, we're going
Stream.
To with the Zay album, man, for sure.
So what's the first thing you going to do when all this corona, all this corona shit over?
Well, we really finna shoot 2 videos. That's another thing, like, I gotta just market it right this time. Like, I wanna have the visuals done before the project. See, Zay be on my ass, though, so like, I ain't even gonna care.
Yeah. You need
man, Zay the best motivation in the world, man.
Zay be on me. Like, if I be like, nah, he be like, hell nah, go, tell me, go. Yeah, for real. Like, he be on me, though, for real. So.
And Zay one of them niggas make you believe in yourself, bro. Like, this nigga pulled up on me and told me, bro, I'm telling you, you're an actor, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. I remember that first.
I'm telling you. It put me straight in the movie.
Yeah, the first time you did that was Zay told
you. What's one thing you say, Zay? Step up, Zay. What's one thing you say about how it is working with Scooter and shit? Like, different from working with everybody else?
I mean, like, Scooter is definitely one of them guys that, you know, a lot of my music come out the basement. And he was one of them guys that helped develop my sound. Like, he the one that one of the ones that, you know, you got a chemistry with an artist, and it's like, okay, I'm going to make these certain type of beats because a nigga like him, it fit perfect with how he rap. So, yeah. I see myself making beats like that all the time, and he's like, these Scooter sounding beats. So, I like Scooter, don't do nothing but sharpen my sword. And I'm attracted to artists like Scooter. It's not about rapping. It's not about, you know, how good somebody, you know, can rap or nothing like that. It's just an authentic sound and charisma that attracts me. And guys like that, nigga, we'll work all day long.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
So how are we all here, me, Bank, and you, gonna keep Scooter focused on this shit the rest of the year? What we all gonna do?
Man, y'all gonna pitch in. Scooter, we in school with each other every day now. So yeah, it's like, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You wanna hear, you can hear one of them, or ain't gonna play right?
Play it. We'll love that preview. A little 30 seconds.
All right, look, hold up.
Nah, cause the streets wanna see you in, street. Street, play that bite, that's why you sent me.
Oh, okay, play it back. Me go.
Hey, why you setting that up too, Scooter, man? Is there anything you would have did different, like, if you could go back to when Columbia came out? Because that's probably one of your biggest records and shit, and everybody, you know what I'm saying, that made your fan base bigger. Is there anything you would have did different?
Yeah, I wish I would have got another lawyer besides Drew Finley.
Okay, your lawyer.
Yeah, I wish I
not went to jail.
Yeah, I would have got Keith Allen. I probably would have. I would have did. I would have stayed everywhere I was.
Oh, they say them folks swapped you out that time. What happened with that shit, man?
Man, Drew got that. He just threw me under the bus, I feel like. But he said he didn't. And he said, but another lawyer was like, man, listen, man, you ain't did nothing. I had misdemeanor probation, man. They got me a year, man. For driving with no license, man.
But like when you have a song like, what that shit is, you say you a hit, man, you ain't, what's name of that song?
Yeah,
Jewel King.
I said, why the fuck you don't be shooting the videos and shit? Why you don't be shooting the videos and shit to hits?
Nah, I shot Jewel King, got like 90 million views.
Oh, okay.
That would pump me all the way back up.
Did you shoot Julio?
Yeah, that was my favorite song.
Nah, Jewel King pumped me all the way back up.
Did you shoot Julio?
We ain't never shot Julio.
He didn't shoot 80s babies.
Yeah,
Julio. We ain't shot Julio.
Who's the anthem? You got to shoot that in the Mercedes Benz, bro.
Yeah, I know, but we could do it now that we got some more players, because we had to win it, and then it makes sense. Like, it'll go crazier than what it's going to go.
I guess
they said they would have won the Super Bowl. Man, if they win the Super Bowl, they said, we should have that song still and it go crazy. New verses on it. Hold on, let me play this song right here.
Hey, Scream. Scream, I can't even lie, man. I miss you, my brother.
Yeah, man, we got to get back to it, man.
Yeah.
Man, this goddamn Corona shit, man.
Well, they said 100,000 a day. I ain't leaving. Exclusive scooter right here.
Street lottery, ballin' with the free bands like I hit the lottery. Name good, taste good, it all fall. I can still go back to my hood, but I never left the hood, I still be in the hood. I be stopping pound bags like canned goods. Water with a dry whip, cause my hands good. I let my money talk for me, I let free bands do it. Me and Zay the best duo since Kobe and Shaq. When I cap, I cook like Migo gang on the map. So crack sacks just to pay the way to wear a mat. I trap rapping for my money, I don't wanna rap. OGD watching out for me, so I don't never lack. 4x6, you play with me, you get your head. Black Migo, Black Migo. I got MK, my love.
They gonna rip it.
We finna drop that song now, but we ain't gonna drop the tape till like May. We just got it mastered. We just got it back.
Hey, so while you here, bro, tell the Black Amigo story, man, from as much as you can. Like, what is Black Amigo? Because we had Young LA on here. He kind of gave his take on everything. But tell the real Black Amigo story as best you can.
Like, in which way?
The original members, how it started, who official, who might not be official. Come on.
So many folks, man, I can't tell all these stories.
Okay.
J Money said J Money was the original Black Migos. What did he say?
Nah. LA said J Money brought it to him, but then he discovered who Ty was and all the other people. So that what I'm trying to just put on history books is what's the real, who the original members?
Shit, Future, Casino, Ty, like niggas like that. Like, it was just really some street shit. I wasn't never really doing music. Like, if you like Bank, like we used to be all the way back at Tight House, like that, we used to be over there. Like I wasn't never really doing music. I just chose to start doing it. We been saying Black Migo before we started it.
Yeah.
But Jay Money, he was like around like on some other shit. We wasn't never even. Like that nigga wrote Trapper of the Year on a napkin, man, in my house.
And then brought it to 2610, I think, and recorded it with Law. I remember that.
Yeah, he'll tell you that. Like, I don't know. Like, see, L.A., I ain't never knew L.A. Jay Money knew L.A., so I guess L.A. was finna blow, and then that shit just happened like that.
So when you heard Ain't I and you heard Black Amigo, boys, what was your first reaction to that? Like,
how?
I got you.
Give a nigga something. Eat it up like that.
So do you feel goddamn Jug and Finesse? You supposed to goddamn patent them words.
Hell yeah, cause every rapper using it. Jug, Finesse, they using Migo, they using. Man, I ate so much of my shit up, man. I just feel like a damn vacuum cleaner, man. These niggas got that sucking shit up everywhere, making millions off of it.
Count up.
I fuck with LA, though. He cool, though. I ain't tripping on that shit.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know what was going on. So
Yeah. Who's school the favorite rapper, bro? Like, who on? Like, favorite rappers, shit that you, like, all time. Like,
I fuck with LA, too.
You say, like, who my favorite rapper of all time?
Two of them.
You say two of them?
Yeah, that you really fuck with, like, you ride to any day of the week. Like, I got to listen to this shit.
I be on that old shit, like, Boosie shit, man.
Boosie, for sure.
Yeah, because
Swampin' told me you, Stuntman inspired you.
Yeah, I used to listen to a lot of Stuntman shit. Stuntman, because, see, when Stuntman was dropping, he was flexing like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it was raw.
That shit was working. But now I be listening to Boosie, but right now I be like Lil Baby going crazy.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, Lil Baby, though, he got, Lil Baby got this shit. He got it fucked up right now.
And then
like, that shit really just not the real.
And I could listen to Lil Baby because he like he dead serious. Like some niggas who rap, you rather just be fans of their music and never meet them. Because I'm telling you, like these niggas are some fuck niggas, man.
Mm.
I'm telling you, rather better.
What's the worst shit you seen? What's the worst shit you can say you seen? Worst shit you can say you seen in their rap shit?
Man, I seen so much fake shit, man. I be scared of these niggas, man. I be like, man, how the fuck? You just said you don't fuck with a nigga. I ain't gonna just say it like a nigga say they don't fuck with a nigga, but like, I done heard some niggas say some crazy shit, and then they got a song one or two later. Like, I ain't seen it all, man. That shit. Well, this shit got that smoke and mirror for real. It might be this shit just like
this. So, how you feel about the overall rap? Is that the type of shit to make you hesitate to, like, man, fuck this shit, man? I'm gonna stick to what I know.
Yeah, to be real. Like, I fought with a lot of niggas. Like, I ain't gonna even say it ain't a nigga that done really, like, turned me down, like, to do songs with or nothing like that. Like, I done did songs with everybody, but, like, a couple niggas done got. Cut me down. I ain't gonna put them out there, but yeah, niggas, they done did it though. Well, I'm just saying, like, I'd be like, oh, they'll tell me because I don't never approach a nigga like about that shit because I don't know him. So I really ain't gonna, but a nigga see me, they'll be so capped up. Bro, we gotta get in there. We gotta get in there. All right, cool, let's do it. I'm in a goddamn trapper there. I can't wait to get one in with you. So goddamn, but a nigga, I done seen they count me down the same day I seen him in the studio, bro, an hour later.
he know you talking about.
Oh, yeah, a couple of them know who I'm talking about.
Hey, so what's next, though, after the reunion? What's next with this shit? Like, I seen you fucked around with the acting a couple of times with the shit with Zay and the shit with the Fed did a sweet video. Like, what, you don't think we need to do no movies?
We doing it. We was doing Jigging on Zay Street, to be real. We was doing the short film and the CD, but the corona fucked up the goddamn. What days we had? We had March 23rd through the 7-day thing to do a short film for this shit.
What my part was?
Man, I told you about the shit, though.
I was just saying, I'm talking about what my role was.
Oh, now Al Nuke got it. You know Al Nuke know he wanted to write all the words and all that shit. He got you.
Nah, I'm trying to be in that shit, man. I'm trying to be in there with y'all, nigga.
Nah, hell nah, that shit hard, too. That shit hard. For real.
What's one thing you want to say to the streets before we ride, bro, about, you know, why everybody going through this shit? You know what I'm saying? The corona and niggas ain't able to move how they want to and shit. What's something you want to say to motivate them?
Man, better get in touch with me, man. You want to make you some money, man.
So you better do what?
No money because goddamn the corona got y'all fucked up, man. You got to get in touch with me. Hit up.
Gotta get in touch with you.
Hit up Big Facts, man. Find out where I'm at, man. You attract some racks. You got
racks. I like that.
Nah, Street. Wish you much success, bro, my brother. For real.
Nah, for real. Salute.
Yeah, we appreciate it, bro. And when you say the tape dropping?
Know that.
In May.
In May.
I don't know what date, but we dropping that song. I just let you hear next week, Monday.
All right, y'all tap in with Young Scooter, man. New music coming soon. Appreciate you, Zay.
For sure, bro.
Salute.
I'm gonna hit your phone, bro.
Salute. It's another episode of Bit Fat. You want to get some final words, eh?
Oh, no. Come on. Y'all home team. We rocking, man. Y'all get me on here. Man, y'all cut me in, bro.
We'll do a whole Zay episode coming in less
than no rap. I can't rap, so y'all won't put me on there.
You got the beat, though. You got all the stories.
Nah, we on it, bro.
Yeah, I remember we can go in the basement, man, do a verse and get a haircut, man.
And we still can do it. Scooter just got it. Scooter just got it. Haircut.
I just got it.
Yeah, he just got it. We still ain't nothing changed.
What else? We had an episode. We say goddamn. We had an episode. Do all men cheat? Mm-hmm. We were like, shit. Yeah, everybody said Zaytoven and Scream, man.
Scream. Hey, come on, man. You gonna play the game, Scream?
Scream.
Same way. Yeah, Scream the same way.
Me too, man.
Yeah,
and
the
new bank.
Yeah, and the new band.
Oh, Street too. Nah, for sure. Do that shit, man. I'm saying, I have been delivered.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be out there right now. Yeah. Zay, your spirit always 1,000, my brother.
Yeah, salute Zay Tomo. We're gonna do a full on with you like soon, like next week or something soon, bro.
I'm always here, bro. You know that.
Yeah. Salute, man. You know what it is. Big fact salute.
Yes, sir.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.